Shmaitza Shia down to Musulman. Monday, Tuesday night, or Le. Oh, early Adalah, that's a famous date. What does that remind you? You want to learn something else other than Shmaitza? You want to turn it into a Dafyom Yashir? You want to turn it into a... early Adalah. This is very Lomdisha stuff. This is hard. It's hard. Very Geshmak. I don't know what the Shmaitza means. Shmaitza Dalet Perik Yadalet. We're going back. We're going to learn inside again. The Shmaitza holds that if a chayfetz is in chutzah shel shneihem, you go bosom marakam. And we don't say that if one person is in host chutzah, he's a muchzuk. So if two people have it, it's muchzuk b'chetzio. If you're not tofus bakula, you don't have it at all. Kenegad amarakam. Now, Araya. Because in Bava Metzia, we have the sugya called Magbi Mesilchadir Konachadero. And the Gemara talks about the case where two people pick up a Metzia. It's not 100% clear what they intended to do. Let's use the old Eshel HaMoyel trick. They wanted it to be good. They just wanted it to be good. And we'll say it goes on the phrase Bizman Shahimoidim that they picked it up together. Now if I pick up half a talis, I'm not kind of anything. Because the other half a talis is sitting on the floor. My hagbol is only on half a talis. That's not good. But if we pick up a talis together, then it's possible that since if you intended to pick up your half for me also, but for me doesn't mean that I should be kind of your half. And that's a misconception here, because you obviously want to be kind of half for yourself, as you say, achleiku. But you want it picked up on your behalf as well, so that it's called you picked up the whole talus in order to be kind of half, which you can do. You can pick up the whole talus in order to be kind of half. But that still proved that a magbiyah mitzilach v'er kona chavero. Umavuar the love the magbiyah mitzilach v'er kona chavero. Havalei kumunachas al gabi karka. Alma, the ein hakba uzchiyah lechetzia. Ela mitzah the magbiyah mitzilah chavero does havalei kilu magbiyah kolachat chalko bat chavero. Now the shmaitza on the surface it's a very strange tzustel. Here you have an object laying in the chutzah shel shneihem. So where's the problem? Magbiyah mitzilah chavero kona chavero is a problem lechora that in the ma'isah hagbah it's not a ma'isah hagbah because you have to tell us it's kamuna kol gabi karka. But the Shmaitz apparently sees there like a deeper principle that if you only might be a half, it's like he sees in it like a principle about tfisa, about muchzuk, that if the thing's only on half, it's like on nothing. You could have the whole thing and like only have half and only be kind of half, only claim half, but your act of bailus, your act of tfisa, your act of hachzoko, the being by you has to be on the whole thing. The whole thing's by you. So therefore he says, funny tzushtel, we didn't even get up to the achrayim yet, who take issue with the tzushtel, which I don't like to figure out where the shmaitz is coming from. If there's something, moment that we're arguing about, and it's b'chotzer shel shneinu, it's an hour chotzer, so it's not completely in the reshus of either of us. So it's not at all in the reshus of either of us. That's his point. That's his sushtel. can't have half of it is like seen as by me. And if half a talus is in my chotzer, or the truth is, if shutfin want to be kind of one from the other, so then it can't be kind of with chotzer, because the chayfetz is half by you and only half by me, but that's no good for kinyan chotzer. It has to be totally by me. I can be kind of half once it's totally by me, but it has to be totally by me. And you can't talk about Magmim Tzul Chaber Kona Chaberu here, because the Bible will not say Mizak Lacha Deyacha Velo Al Yodo. I can't have something in my chutzner and be kinder for you. If I'm the Machna, here we're talking right. If I'm the Machna, we're talking about vis-a-vis each other. So if I'm the Machna, I can't be kinder in my chutzner for you. Right? I'm not Machna kinder. Yeah. The chain muchach beperek asfina, but it's a funny tzushel again, because when you learn bava metziah, you learn that like the ma'isa hagbor is not good on the half a talus. You don't see it so much as a problem. Itzad, I can't. It is a conceptual thing, not a. It's not a like. Okay, I didn't make like hagbor needs. Let's say hagbor needs three tefachim, which it doesn't. Maybe according to Rashi, it does. You say, okay, he only picked it up two tefachim, not three. So you say, they have akbar. So when you learn about Metziah, you really think, okay, I have to pick up the whole thing, and I only picked up half the thing, so I didn't make akbar. But the Shmaitzer, you see, it's more of a principle. That the whole thing, like, my akbar, my tfisa, my kinyan, my hachzaka, has to be on the whole thing, not on half. So now he two shells by a chotzer shel shneihem, where my hachzaka, the thing being by me, the tfisa, is only on half the thing. Like that's our perception, we'll call it, is only half of it by me. So it's really not at all. It's not good. It's not good. I adukimbo matpetom chotzer. What about if their mom is holding on to it? Oh, so that's because of Magmim Tzul Chaber. That's because, thanks to Magmim Tzul Chaber, we do see them both as Muchzokim in it. Because of the Din of Magmim Tzul Chaber. So that means when they're both holding on to it, like you say, Yachloku. You do see it in the Rishus of both of them. You perceive it and see it in both of theirs Rishus. Good. Not like I said yesterday. Very good, because that's what we're being, and that's why he takes pains to speak out here in these last two lines that we just learned. The Bezel Oshayach Magbim Zilchavero, you don't have that by the Chotzer. You don't have it by the Chotzer. The Bible only Moitzu Mizakal Acha, the Achav Lo Al Yodo. The Chaim Muchach Beperek Asvina, says the Shmaitzer. The chotzer hashutfin ain't konin zem mizeb, because you don't have the whole thing. Ela b'mode detoch kuposa, only if I pour it into your box, and that's exclusively your box. Almo the chotzer hashutfin in a konin rishus abaylem afilu lemachzo. Oh, now he gets into the nitty gritty. Tfisa, that we're talking about muchzuk vis-a-vis morakama, talya bekinyan, whether or not something's a tfisa will be totally in whether or not it's a proper Maisa Kinyan. Whoa.
What? That's it. Meaning
you can't try to say that even though it's not koine, but I'm a mukhsa, and it trumps marakam. Tfisa tali v'kinyan. If such an act of holding on to it is not a valid kinyan, then it's not going to be a valid mukhsuk either. We've been assuming that all along. He just speaks it out now. Tfisa tali v'kinyan, the Gemara of Ramban, the Sefer Haschus, Ayin Shem Perek HaKosef, he says like this. How are you kind of star? If someone's going to sell you a star, so Osiel Snickers with a serum, or you need another star, you can't just. Even the Lamad of Beriah's Burush, ain't them of the star, I call it Hashem Kaveiro. You're holding a star that's written like from Shimon to Levi, but you're holding on to it. So you can't say you bought it. Lema Lakochu Biyadi. Shmamino, the Ben Shaton, Shakos of Livovat story. You had a star that you bought it, because it's Oisius Nicknis also Mixiva, meaning with a star, and you don't have the star. But now you're tining Lakochu Biyadi, you're tining your Muksan, and you're tining, you bought it properly with a star, and you lost the star. Ben Shaton, I got Kakeknuli, which is also a proper Kenyan. Kids, so you're tining, you did it with a proper Kenyan. But your Muksuk is only holding on to it, which would not be a proper Kenyan. Masira, is just not Nicholas with Masira. You can't just give over the star. No, only with it. What? Is with another star. Well, with maybe with Kenyan Agav. Ain't no Nemon. And Lamachina star Miyodo. You take it away from him. The Morakamba comes, in other words, and says, hey, that's my star. Look, it has my name in it. The guy says, very nice, I'm holding on to it. I'm a Muslim, I bought it from you. You take it away from him. Says the Ramban, Batam, Vishamataltalin, Kiman Daknikin, Bimusiro, Vagbo, Utavisuso, Biatsmo, Shi, Tovus, Berni, Kaidoloi. This constitutes a bylaws, this constitutes a Kenyan, this constitutes that you would be kind of. Neman hu loy malakuchanim biyodi, because your hachzoka is a bylaws, is a manifestation of a bylaws. Loy mafkinim biyodi, my name biyodi de mufsuk. Neman hu loy malakuchanim biyodi, loy mafkinim my name biyodi de mufsuk. I will bestar shaint visoso Kenyan. This is not a Kenyan. And he looks a klal ala b'nei Yerushalo. Tom binyan kach v'kach nipsoli. You want to tie me? You bought it properly. You bought it with a star. You bought it with a Kenyan agav. You have to bring the raya, all of a raya. You're holding on to it on a raya. So what does the Shmaita see in that Ramban? That if something is not a proper Kenyan, it would not be a proper muchzuk either. It wouldn't create Mukhsa. So therefore, by Chagos of Shnehan, not kind of Zemi, sir.
Stars are exceptions.
Right? Stars are not in a normal way. Shmaitza says, he proves in the Ramban that something that doesn't constitute a Kenyan won't constitute a Chazaka either. Ella says the Shmite, says Ramban, sorry. The Mandiyam Raisi of Snickers in the Sira. There is a Mandiyam that is Snickers in the Sira. Kasava Rava, Kivan, it's Visosai Kinyan. The Abuchal Masira, who kinda, giving over the star, he's kinda with that Masira. That's the din, according to this Mandiyam. Azul Kashama Talton, the Nemo, Akonazono. Harei zok tishmaitza. The tfisa talia b'kinyan.
That's a big point. What's the big point?
What?
same thing.
Even the Rishus HaShulchan and Koinen Zemizah, who did Tfisa Loimani Zenegan Zem. It's being in the Chotzer would not be Koinen Zemizah. So it's being in the Chotzer is not a Muchsuk Zemizah. Yeah, for right now, yeah. Babli Kamunach Mishus Arab. Babli Gav the Kasati of Perik Yud Gimel. The Tfisa Adifa Mikinyan. That it's easier to have a Tfisa than a Kinyan. Linyan Chatz Hashena Mishtameres. Tafilu Eina Oime Bitsidoi Mahani Tfisa Veloi the Kinyan. So that's a technicality. It's not kind of a technicality, but it's a proper muksa. It's just missing a technicality. But we're talking about things that are not a proper kinyan, and not just a technicality is missing. But it's not a good kinyan. It's not enough of a heroic bailus. It wouldn't be enough of a fucking bailus either. Hayinu mishum al kaponim chatzer miuhave. Babli yushuso deleva be'amos v'chavel v'raya. It's clearly still Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah of Klumu Neged Bailim. That was Kamunah Chakavi Karka, Kuzman Shenu Kulav Rosh Hashanah. Good? What Kash? I don't know what Kash he's talking about. He's making points.
No, he didn't.
Because that's the practice
Gimel, the opposite.
Yeah, because that's what Gabe Chakavi. Yeah, he just answered it. Because that's Chotzer. It's definitely my Rishus. No question, it's my Rishus. There's not a Giron in my Rishus. The reason Chotzer Shein Mishnameres is not Koine is a technicality in Kinyan. Not because of felt in the shame of my Rishus. So Tfisa is my Rishus. So it's Koine. But when you have something like Chotzer Shel Shneim, where vis-a-vis the other guy, this is not called totally my Rishus, because he's Mu'urav there. So if he's Mu'rav L'gabi Kinyan, he's Mu'rav L'gabi Muchsuk also. But Chotzer Shein Mishtameres is a little technicality, a legality that you're not kinda. But it's definitely my Rishus, so there's no reason why it shouldn't be called my Chachzoka, why I wouldn't be called a Muchsuk also.
So something sitting in the Chotzer Shneim, he's not called a
Muchsuk.
In order to get it, not called a Motzi?
That's it. You'd go with the Mor Kama. You'd go with the Mor Kama.
Maybe it's not really there. It's just lying on the ground. It's taking a lot of ride.
Right. Well, he's talking vis-a-vis each other. I don't know. There got to be someone else. There got to be someone else. Are you kind of? Could someone... Chotzer Shel Shulchan is kind of, if someone else is machmer to one of them, I think, yeah. Bottom off on the footnote. You're not talking about the fell on the bottom here. You're not talking about being kinder. I'd rather chafar shulchan is kinder from someone else. They want to be magnetic. And then you would be a what?
Just from each other. We're just from each other.
Yeah, and we're talking about a suffix, who does it belong to? So they're not muhzakim vis-a-vis each other. You'd go bosom marakama. But avad, if it's a question of against someone else, it would be kinder and it would be called a muksa. What?
I thought the kasha was of that care you said. That's Eino Mishnameres.
Well, so he's saying Eino Mishnameres. I'm saying in longish terms, he's saying Eino Mishnameres is not, so it's not so much my chotzer.
good enough for
not kind of for me.
Right.
It's a technicality by Kenyan, but it has nothing to do with Mukhs. That's what he's assuming for the report. Bold mirror. Wow. He's saying, this is a dump. It's very interesting. So until now he's going with the Shach, that if they would be called Shnei Muchzokim, then they would win over Morikawa. They're not Muchzokim or Kama wins. If they are Muchzokim, they win. So he's trying to show that in Chotzer Sheish Shneihem, they're not called Muchzokim. Yeah? But now he wants to say, V'ol nira the Yoyser Shayach has Kismor Kama, Hechad the Shneihem Muchzokim, Boi Mechad the Eina Oymed B'Shur Shneihem. He wants to say, it sounds weird, that there's more of a reason to go Bosser Morikama when they are Shnei Muchzokim Boy. Because when they're not Shnei Muchzokim Boy, when you would have a Kol Dolam Gavar situation, so you would go Bosser Morikama. But now we want to say it, but when they are Shnei Muchzokim, there's even more of a reason to go Bosser Morikama. Sounds very strange. Because he was Matriach till now to say that a Chotus of Shneim is not called Shneim of Zalkin Boy. He was agreeing with the concept. Well, I was laying on the ground, you go Bosom Arakama. But now he's saying, when it's Shneim of Zalkin, there's more of a reason to go Bosom Arakama. What's that? Boyd never the Yitzhak Shaya Cheskus Marakama. Hecha the Shneim of Zalkin Boy. Hecha the Einoim of Vishu Shneim. Okay, how's he going to work that out? Uraya, he brings Uraya. The other man in Paragat Kosev, over there someone died and he has a woman wanting to be Goyva Haksuba, a Balchayv wanting to be Goyva Haksuba, and Yarshim. Right, and you have Yerushim, and you have Tulushim. Rav Tarfon says, whoever grabs it first is Zoychev, Tfisal Achar Misa Mahani. So says Rav Tarfon. But even though Metalkalin is not Meshubit to a Ksuba, Metalkalin is not Meshubit to a Chayv, but if you grab it, it's good.
Grab what?
The Metalkalin. The Metalkalin hanging around. Tzvizu Achamisa help according to Rav Tarfon. And Mora says, well, Rav Tarfon, the man Chayv, where are these parents? Where are they sitting? That you're telling me that Mishas Misa, the Yorshim, are not really Zoyche in it yet, and therefore other people have a right to grab it. Where is it? Where was it? Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, who should tour in the Monoka versus a Rabbi? Abel Basimta Lo. The Tarvon wouldn't have said whoever is Zoyche in it first, is Toivus is Zoyche in it. Because he would say that the Yorshim are automatically Zoyche if it's in a Simta. We bask no matter where it is, the Yorshim are automatically Zoyche, in case you're wondering. But here he's saying that only if it's in a Mokam Aroy in Kenyan. If it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then the Tarfon says whoever's typist is first gets it. Upirish Rashi Le'yamur Rav Tarfon Kol HaKoydim Zochok. If it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I'm sorry. If it's in a Simta, only if it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Tchivin the Mokam Aroy Le'kinyin Uk Demirin Bialmo the Mashiach Koyin Oz the Mokam Hefker. And the mele was also ben ayorshim mishas misa. They get a full fledged kinyan in it. Mamachzik shom kamachzik boy bebeisom. Avirich lomer b'shlokish niamri tarvayu. Afilu b'simta, anyone could be koinet. Anyone could grab it. Umavur, the rabbi shulam hoyamunach b'shus harabim. Mani tfisus kol hakoidim lohoitim mecheskus ayorshim. Uvesimta mishum she'enu mokum hefker. Avir kimunach b'beis hayusoyman. Rabbi got the Toifus Nami Islay Bishus Basimta. He also has Bishus Basimta. I feel the walking, keep on showing you Becheskus Ayoy Simon. They're their Yorshim. Vashta Nami Munach Bishus, Shirei Gamli Yosimon Bishus. Where Becheskus Ayorshim, the Loimani Tvisus Akoidim. Akoidim, the guy that came before them. Umuchach Mizeh, the Yoyser Olim Cheskus Morakamo. Kishemunach Bershus, Sheyesh Gam Lebailim Chelek Boy. Mochidu Rabbonu Manichet Kuz Morakam Afidu Bershus Harabim. Roy Lo Me Yoser, Chet Kuz Morakam Vesimta Bershus Shneem. Whoa. What's he saying? He's saying that you see from that Gemara. Okay, he's looking at the Yerushim as a more common. Now to develop the Sophie, who gets the money? I had it, and now to develop the Sophie. He's saying. That was only if it was in Shukarat. That was Rabbanan anyway. The rice belonged to them, that the Yerush belonged to them.
Strengthens the Marakama. Since you're not a muksup to take it away from the Marakama, so your Marakama strengthens by it still being in a place which is royal opinion. Umuch mizad the Yoser Olam Cheskus Marakama, Shemunuk Bashush Yesh Gam Lebailam Chelik Boy. He didn't talk about this yet. Now he's talking about their mom is physically holding on to it. Whoa! See, my dear, it's not that much of a chiddush. Calls much in the title Yodel Gamri, where you could say like Koine, the Magbim of the Konachadero, it's just a toughness in it. Have the Kamunach Gabi Karka, it's like in the Chotzer, he loved the Magbim of the Konachadero, because the Magbim of the Konachadero, the Messiah. The Messiah Shamar is the Tatsil of the Karkashta, who the Moichel of the Kechle Shach Magbim of the Konachadero, the Bailam and the Chodom Lisko said, like the Yachik, Moshe Kosabdin. It's only by a Messiah. That we could talk about Magimim Tzichlei HaKol HaVeiro, but if there's an argument between a Moichan and a Loikeach, so you can't be helped by Magimim Tzichlei HaKol HaVeiro, maybe it's like a Tmunach Al Kabi Karka, and then you give it to Morakama. Avon Shneim Adukim Boi Mam, Rezeh Biyodoi Manchatzisoi, Rezeh Biyodoi Manchatzisoi, Rezeh Kibit Amalei Kaman De Posik, like the Talos is cut, Rezeh Morakama De Bomitziah, Hi, Sudu, come on, the posuk dummy. So that's mamash a tfisa. You look at the talus a split. No, you don't look at it that he's holding half a talus, and maybe not holding any of the talus. But you look at he's holding it half the talus exclusively. to say come on the pasuk.
This could be a coin, right?
What?
This could be a coin or anything. It's name a duke bowl. Talking about a cash or whatever you want.
I'm not sure. Could be it has to be functional, and that's why you say command the posuk dummy. Could be you only say talus command the posuk dummy because it's functional, and in your case you wouldn't say it happened. The next to the last svara. This last thing is positive. The last svara is really guys from Stavros. If the chutzis of shneim is not helping a muchzuk pull it off, then it's hashtarkens the marakama because it's in his reshus. It's only strengthened by it. It's like a stronger marakama because not only is it like a chazaka de beikara type marakama, but it's still in the reshus of the marakama.
The both muchzak.
If it's in chutzis of shneim,
so nobody moves that.
That's what the Shmaitzer said. Now he's saying he did that like in with the shot. Now he's saying even if they would be called.
That's what it sounds like.
You know? That's a different case.
They're not moves like the milk, but if they have a marakama also, then that can help. It can help one of them.